Vamos a comenzar la sesión de endoscopía. En general la sesión se va a llevar a cabo en inglés. Ahorita solamente voy a hacer algunos pequeños comentarios en español. Por favor, para todas las sedes, cuando sea el momento de comentarios, por favor, concretemos a una o dos preguntas máximo para que podamos cumplir con los tiempos establecidos en la agenda. Antes que nada, quiero agradecer a todas las instituciones participantes, a los técnicos, a los ingenieros, a los médicos, que hacen posible esta transmisión, a los asistentes, los quisiera invitar para que esta es una demostración de un trabajo interdisciplinario y colaborativo entre diferentes disciplinas, el grupo de videoconferencia de CUDI, el grupo de salud de CUDI, las instituciones de salud, que ahorita vamos a presentar, a los ingenieros. Hay mucha gente involucrada, muchas personas, muchos especialistas involucrados para que este tipo de acciones se den. Y un mensaje especial que quisiera dar también es que es muy importante el papel que juegan las tecnologías y los especialistas en tecnología, pero es más importante el estar abiertos a la colaboración con otras disciplinas. Welcome to all our partners from Japan, Chile, Costa Rica, Colombia, and Mexico. Thank you very much to the video conference community to collaborate with healthcare community in CUDI. And thank you, Professor Shimizu from TEMDEC, to support us. And thank you, Dr. Tenimoto, also, the support from the clinical side. Please, I'd like Dr. Shimizu introduce. Thank you, Dr. from Japan, and thank you, Kuriko, the technical side also. And please, Dr. Shimizu, could you talk some?
Hey, hello, everyone. Thank you for the invitation, and I'm very happy to be here with you today. So I'm really happy to have a chance to show this kind of telemedical activity to you, Mexican Research and Education Network team members, because we really think it is quite important for the medical community, but still we need a stronger support from the engineering side. And also, this is my special, it is especially nice that we can have the civil hospital of Guadalajara today. I'm really happy about it, in the occasion that this CUD meeting was organized by the University of Guadalajara. So let's see. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Professor Shimizu. Right now, I will ask all the station, please, to introduce themselves. I start with Instituto Nacional de la Nutrición, por favor.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you, and we are expecting a lot of that talk today. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Okay. Please, Incan, Sandra, or physician. Okay.
Hi, well, pleasure. Hi, we're from Incan. Pleasure to be with all of yours. We're going to enjoy this first connection with Guadalajara.
Muchas gracias, doctora Flora, from Incan. Hospital Civil de Guadalajara, por favor.
Hello, it's a pleasure to have the first connection with all of you. There are 16 medical residents of Gastro is expecting the first connection.
Por favor, Universidad Javeriana de Cali, Colombia.
Hi everyone. My name is Stephanie Ordóñez. It's a pleasure to stay with all the people in this meeting, and I expect too much things about this conference offered to us.
Thank you very much, Colombia. Universidad de Costa Rica, please.
Hello, my name is Luis Espinosa. I'm an engineer here in Universidad Costa Rica. With me is Dr.
Hi, my name is Dennis Chavez, and we are here in the University of Costa Rica. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Costa Rica. Please, Universidad Católica de Chile.
Hi, this is Francisco Schmidt from Universidad Católica de Chile. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Osaka International Cancer Institute.
Hi, good morning. Buenas noches. I'm Noria Ueno from Osaka. Besides, she's Dr. Lin from Taiwan. Not my girlfriend, but I'm happy to connect with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor. And Kyushu University Hospital.
Hello, everyone. Good evening in Mexico and good morning in Japan. I'm a clinical engineer of telemedicine, and I'm today together with a Philippine doctor, Dr. Miruben, please.
Hello, good morning. It's nice to be connecting with you. So looking forward to more learnings today. Thank you.
Okay, we will start the clinical session. I will pass the microphone to Dr. Tanimoto.
Thank you very much, everybody. It is an honor to be here. Thank you, Professor Ueno, for your kindness and help. Could you please start your case presentation?
Okay, so today I'd like to present my case today, and we'd like to discuss how to make diagnosis and how to make a treatment decision. So this 60 years old gentleman was find out this lesion by a previous physician. Next slide, please. Yeah. And then, next slide, please. So this is a chromoendoscopic image. And next slide, please. So this is a center of the lesion, like this. And we performed magnifying NBI. Next slide, please. Like this. And next slide, please. So this is a posterior wall side. And we also perform NBI, magnifying NBI. Next slide, please. Okay, so next slide, please. So this is a high magnification image of a posterior wall side. Next slide, please. So what is the diagnosis of this lesion? Do you have any comments or answer, possible answer?
Yes, this is Tanimoto, and please, all the stations, if you have any participation, please. Any of the other stations, please. If you have.
Please give some idea, and not only answer. Please add some comments or reason. That is very important process to make diagnosis.
Okay. Well, in this lesion, we have some loss of the regular pattern of the surface, and with MBI and magnification, we have a clear disruption of the pit pattern, and also we have some microcapillars that are different. So, Tepox from INS, from National Institute of Nutrition, is there anybody in the room that have some question, or maybe in INCAN, do you have any question? On the, in Colombia, Chile, do you have some questions? Or please, do you have some participation from each station? Yes.
And probably magnifying NBI is not so familiar with you, so please discuss. It, only white light endoscopy image is also enough, because that is a standard and very universal method to make diagnosis. So nobody has that. Everybody, not everybody has a NBI or magnification. So we can discuss with the white light image or chromoendoscopy as well.
Okay, thank you. So can I ask INCAN? Dr. Flora, can you give us some comment? What do you think?
Well, we were discussing that lesion here. We think it's a early gastric cancer. We are usually to see lesions with MBI. I think it's very different the image with the NBI and with the without NBI, but we think it's an early gastric cancer, and 02A plus 02C lesion in the Paris classification.
Thank you very much. So, then how about the Civil Hospital of Guadalajara? Any comments, please?
Hi. We agree with INCAN that it may be early gastric cancer, but we're not sure whether it can be deeper than what we are seeing endoscopically. So it may be important to have some histology to declare if it's early gastric cancer or it may be advanced also.
Okay, thank you very much. Then let's go to Colombia. Kali, do you have any comments, Martha or other doctors, please?
No comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So two stations answer that this is a early gastric cancer, but how do you differentiate benign ulcer from early gastric cancer? What is a differentiation point? I want to ask some comments.
And can I ask that question to Flora again? How do you differentiate?
Sorry, I didn't understand exactly. What is the difference between early gastric cancer and advanced cancer? Or which
benign
was the question?
Benign peptic ulcer. Someone may say that this is just a loser scarf.
In the early gastric cancer or in the cancer, you have a demarcation line. You have the glandular pattern is deformed or teared, or there are not glandular pattern, and the vascular pattern is too altered.
So which
ask
area?
The same question to someone else someplace. Ins, any doctor there? Okay, Ins, could you give us some comments on that issue, on that question, please?
Okay, as Tanimoto Sensei said, there is a altered pit pattern. It's lost or had some altered vascular patterns, and the vascular pattern is lost, and there are vessels that are engorged or are widened. And I think that, as the other station said, it's an early gastric cancer. And with white light, you can see the change in color and the altered vascular pattern. Yes.
Okay. So maybe NBI finding helped to make diagnosis. So I'd like to ask another question. How do you estimate the size of this lesion? How large is this? And where is the really cancerous tissue? Do you have any comment?
Okay, then can I name again? Flora first, income. Please answer that question.
Sorry, which was the question?
Okay, how large do you think this lesion is?
Okay, first I want to say that for us, the lesion with white light, it seems to very different from the picture with the NBI. And focus on the picture with the NBI, I think the lesion is maybe 10 to 50 millimeters.
I see.
Maybe talking about the Japanese Society of Endoscopy indications for treatment, do you think this lesion is less than 2 centimeters or above 2 centimeters? What do you think?
We think it's less of 2 centimeters, and it's an indication for ESD.
Sibiu Hospital, do you have any comments?
We agree with the millimeters that Incan says. Maybe the most red part is the part that is the early gastric cancer, not the white part, but the most red, that one, yeah. So we think it may be susceptible for treatment, for endoscopic treatment.
I see. Okay, so can I move to next slide? Yes. So this is a chromoendoscopic image. And then next slide, please. I took 4 biopsies. Next slide, please. Yeah, so these 4 biopsies. So 2 and 4 was high-grade dysplasia, intramucosal carcinoma. So previous doctors' comments, this reddish area would be a cancer or high-grade dysplasia in Western pathology. Next slide, please. So then, diagnosis was arigatari cancer in Japanese criteria and high-grade dysplasia in Western pathological criteria. Next slide, please. So then, how do you treat this patient? Probably previous doctor already mentioned about the endoscopy treatment, but according to your practice, what kind of possibility is available for this patient? A 60 years old man, gentleman.
Please, again, do you have any comments about this case? Which will be the treatment that do you prefer in at the National Institute of Cancer?
Well, Japan, we do ESD. Here in our institute, we don't do ESD. You need to have an expert in that technique, but it's an indication. You can treat it if you do well that technique. You can do ESD. But here, maybe we only do EMR, and next the patient will be to surgery, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What about IMS, National Institute of Nutrition? Do you have any comment about the treatment? What would you do in our hospital?
ESD, it's the best choice for treat this lesion.
Civil Hospital, any comment?
Yeah, we agree about ESD, about the best choice of treatment, but we don't have also here ESD.
Cali, Colombia, do you have any comment?
Yeah, we have ESD, and we realize ESD procedure in the institution. This is the first choice for us. We agree with that.
Costa Rica, do you have any comments?
No comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can I proceed? So basically, ESD endoscopy treatment for, not only ESD, endoscopy treatment for ESD for ulcerated lesion is very difficult. Next slide, please. But I'd like to explain about the indication. So according to Japanese guideline, T1M, because we diagnose this cancer as an intramucosal, this neoplasia as an intramucosal, and the biopsy shows a differentiated type, high-grade dysplasia, and the ulcerative finding. So if the lesion confined to less than 3 centimeters, it can be an indication of endoscopy treatment because the lymph node metastasis rate is almost none. So next slide, please. So we decided to perform endoscopy treatment, but actually, as I mentioned, endoscopy treatment for ulcerated lesion is really difficult. Probably EMR may be impossible because it doesn't lift by injection. And ESD is also very tough. So in Japan, we have several experts, so we can send the patient to some experts. but otherwise, maybe it requires surgery if there is no expert of this endoscopy treatment. But anyway, we have performed ESD in this region. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. And moreover, next slide, please. Moreover, we found another small lesion when we treat this patient. Next slide, please. And this is NVI finding. Next slide, please. And there's demarcation line under irregular structure here. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. So these are magnification image. And next slide, please. Next slide, please. And in the center, around the reddish area, we found these small whitish things. Next slide, please. Here. Next slide, please. This finding is recently called as a white globe appearance, and sometimes a surrounding area of the cancerous tissue has these kind of finding. It is only, sensitivity is only 21%, but the specificity is very high. So if we find this finding, we can make diagnosis as a high-grade dysplasia or cancerous lesion. Next slide, please. So we put marking, including central redness under this small lesion. Next slide, please. And then perform ESD. So after the injection of the solution, and then cut outside of the marking. But some part is a little bit hard to make incision. And continue incision, and then start injection. And actually, peripheral part is still easy to make incision and dissection. So for this kind of scar lesion, it is important to start from very peripheral mucosa and then get into the central fibrotic part. But the central part is really hard, fibrotic. So we should use a needle type knife. But anyway, we could remove all the lesion like this. But it took about 4 hours. Next slide, please. So this is specimen. Next slide, please. And this is histology. So I don't know how Western pathologists make diagnosis for this lesion, but our pathologists make diagnosis as a intramucosal cancer, differentiated type, and no lymphovascular involvement. Next slide, please. So cancer was found in these two areas. The size was less than about 1 centimeter. So we regard it as a curative resection. Next slide, please. So this was an endoscopy finding. So cancer was found in these two areas. Thank you very much for kind attention. If there is any comment.
Do you have any comments from the stations? Thank you very much for this wonderful presentation, Professor Wedel. The final comment from INCAN National Cancer Center, Flora. And also National Institute of Nutrition, Civil Hospital from Guadalajara. Do you have any other comment for the case? Question? I have one. Just in case that if you have a positive intramucosal margin, what would you do, Professor Wedel?
So positive resection margin means that if it is a vertical, a deep margin, some mucosal margin, maybe we should ask the surgeon to operate the patient. But margin positive was a horizontal lateral margin, and the specimen showed that the cancer is confined to the mucosa. So the still risk of lymph node metastasis is low. So maybe we follow up, and if there is recurrent lesion, we perform additional next subsequent ESD in this patient.
And
so it's different according.
In case that the patient is submitted for surgery, it would be a gastrectomy or a piecemeal resection of the gastric of the stomach?
So basically the meaning or purpose, aim of the gastric surgery is a lymph node dissection. So only partial resection cannot dissect lymph node. So after the ESD, if there, it is a non-curative resection, partial and not partial, gastrectomy with lymph node dissection is mandatory.
Thank you very much, Professor Wedel. Thank you. We really appreciate your wonderful great case presentation and your kindness and help. And final comments from all the stations, please.
To continue our program, Kuriko Kudo from TEMDEC will present the technology update for remote medical education and activity update in Latin America. Please, Kuriko.
Thank you. Thank you very much for introducing, Nancy. Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about 8 years activity and technologies of our telemedicine activities. I'm engineer of telemedicine, belong to the Telemedicine Development Center of Asia, TEMDEC. And TEMDEC activity is started in Asia, and now it expanding to the Latin America in last 8 years. We connected over 700 programs, connecting in 59 countries, over 500 institutions, hospitals, and universities. Let me show the type and the benefit of this kind of activity. So if we have the case teleconference, doctor can meet many cases, international cases. And if we transmit live demonstration through this technology, doctor can understand the advanced technology directly to the directly seeing to the and asking to the doctors, and it can reduce time and cost for travel. And also it used for student education. A student can know medical things, but also can learn the English speaking. And this network doesn't bring the diseases, so doctor can learn safely for learn the infection diseases control. So as you have already seen, we have regular endoscopic conference by 3 months, connecting Japanese hospital and Costa Rica, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico. And you can see Dr. Ueda here today. He gave the lecture. And not only a case tech conference, we had 3 live demonstration events from a Japanese hospital to Latin American countries for medical congress. Then we had a total 46 program, and if we analyzed by medical contents, many part is endoscopy activity, and now other is technology, or surgery, hepatology, and others. And let me show the number of connected sites in Latin America. So Brazil and Mexico was firstly connected in 2009. And in first 4 years, the activity is not expanding in so many. So total 4 sites connected. But last 4 years, it is rapidly expanding. And now we have connected 48 sites in Latin America. And Mexico is most accounted, following Brazil and Colombia. And this is the total number of connections. How many sites in, joined in programs? The total number of programs. And this is also first 4 years, not active, but last 4 years, many sites joined in many programs, and total 143 program joined in hospitals and joined. For technical things, let me talk about the requirement and the programs problems. So for requirement, not only smooth conversation, but also high quality medical content transmission is required. But this is programs because the technical infrastructure of hospital is different and limited in many cases, such as network or devices, privacy policy is different. And also, engineer is not many hospitals doesn't have the engineer who can take care of this kind of things. So the problem is we feel it is difficult to make a standard way to connect because the teleconference system is designed for normal conference, not medical things, so we needed to select the system to connect to this different institution. Then this is the method of our activity. We selected 3 systems for the purpose or institutions, mainly. H323 and the DVTS and the video. And let me show the advantage and disadvantage of this 3 system. H323 is normal system. It is sold by many company, and it works very well in lower bandwidth and easy to use, but it's expensive. And DVTS is a free software developed by Japanese university, and it's a little bit old system, but it doesn't cost for users, but it needs big bandwidth and difficult to set up. And video is a little bit decently developed, and it works less cost for client and works low bandwidth and easy to use. For network things, we use network installed at each institution, and that's divided by two in largely. One is commercial network and another is a research and education network. And commercial network is provided by country, and the research and education network is provided by, constructed by government, and it connects universities and research institutions. And technical comparison is like this. So if we connect hospital A and B by commercial network, a going route and the coming route is May, asymmetry and stability was not good, but if we use research and education network like CUDI, we have a good bandwidth, symmetry network. So it is a summary of the technological change in our activity of in Latin America in 8 years. So the number of connected country and the program and the number of connections is rapidly changed in last 4 years. And system things, first 4 years, DBTS and E3-3 was used, but last 4 years, a video was most used, and E3-3, and also other system. And we connect many institution newly in last 4 years. And we summarized by network by these institutions. First 4 years, many hospital connected to research and education network, but it expanding to the commercial network in recently. And if we analyze it by university or non-university, in last 4 years, many non-university hospital joined with commercial network. And also we have many one-way streaming event. So this is a technical diagram of today's connection. Today we connect from Japan, Kyushu University, and the Oita International Cancer Center, and also Chile, Costa Rica, Colombia, and other institutions in Mexico. All sites connecting to the server, PEXIP server in CUDI, and many of them connected in the research and education network, but some hospital, for example, Osaka is connected to the commercial network. So conclusion is remote medical education is useful for doctors to reach advanced skill and knowledge. And both smooth conversation and high quality medical content transmission is required, whereas there are problems, different hospitals, technical infrastructure, and lack of engineers. We have expanding activity in Latin America thanks to the technical development. Now technical barrier for communications being lower. So let's set up connection with us for our medical collaborations. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kuriko, for your presentation. I will ask the station if there are some questions or some comments. Nutrition, do you have some comments about the technical issues in this kind of sessions? Si no, entonces,
yes.
Go ahead, nutrition. I'm sorry.
Hi, we haven't had any technical issues here. We really like these sessions, and like this last one, being more interactive seems to be more likely for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Instituto Nacional de la Nutrición, in CAN, please could you give some comments or remarks about the technical issues?
I agree with the doctor from Nutrición. I think this last session was too much interesting, too much interacting with us, with the doctors. We can do another type of sessions like this with cases and more interactive. And about the connection, we never have any problem with the connection, and we are open to the time or the day to do this type of sessions.
Thank you very much, Incan. Hospital Civil de Guadalajara, do you have some comments to share with us?
We didn't have any issues with the connection. We are really satisfied with the conference, and we're looking forward to repeat these kind of conferences.
Okay. Additional comments? That's all?
No.
Anyway. Costa Rica, do you have some comments?
Yes, hello. This is my second time using this platform, Bifi, and I have been a lot of times in with the TEMDEC conference using video. And I want to share just my opinion. And I think it's better, it's smoother, and it's more reliable video than this platform. I know this platform is good too, but I like better this video because it's better, it's smoother, and we have less issues. That's my comment.
Thank you very much. Colombia, do you have some comments?
Hi. We think video system is very friendly, and we haven't had any problems with it. We have some issues with this system now with an echo, but we could solve it on time, and it was good too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Colombia. Chile, do you have some comments about the technical remarks?
First of all, I would like to thank for your presentation. Curico, it was excellent. I mean, very clear. We're good. Thank you very much. And about the systems, yeah, I would say too that video is kind of better because you can manage better the sound problems with video than with this system. But anyway, we have not any trouble with this system, so I think it's okay. It's good enough. And well, anyway, I think that video also it's smoother. So maybe this is a good platform, but video I think it's kind of a little bit better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chile. Let me. ¿Algún comentario de la parte del auditorio aquí en México? En la sede de Vallarta.
Carlos Casasú, soy el director de CUDI y el presidente del Consejo de Red Clara. Y estoy profundamente emocionado de lo que está pasando hoy. Estos esfuerzos los empezamos hace ya muchos años y se han venido concretando las conexiones técnicas, el avance de la tecnología y el esfuerzo fantástico de Tendek, de Shimizu, de Nancy, ¿no? Que hacen que esto ya sea una tecnología que esté al alcance de todos ustedes. Creo que para los médicos esto abre oportunidades de capacitación sin precedentes. Creo que ya estamos en posibilidad de llevar esta tecnología a todos los hospitales de México, a todas las facultades de medicina que están enseñando hoy, y necesitamos su cooperación, su esfuerzo. Esto obviamente no es gratis, requiere, pues en primer lugar, convencimiento, esfuerzo de los médicos, tiempo para conocer estas tecnologías, pero creo que lo que vimos hoy es que ya está al alcance de la mano y queremos sinceramente apoyarlos a que esto sea cada vez una realidad más palpable en todos nuestros hospitales, en todas nuestras facultades médicas. Estamos a sus órdenes, queremos apoyar y creemos que esto de veras es una tecnología dramáticamente importante hacia adelante. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias, licenciado Casasus. ¿Alguna otra pregunta de parte del público presente?
Muchas gracias. Yo como proveedora de tecnología estoy participando con Huawei. Y me siento comprometida con este tipo de herramientas porque nosotros podemos poner los medios. Soy de la empresa Teos, desarrollamos varias herramientas y una de ellas es precisamente esta colaboración, una telepresencia. Me pongo a sus órdenes, tanto del foro que está aquí como el foro internacional que tenemos en este momento. Mi correo es atinoco@thocc.com.mx. Quiero ser breve para que podamos dar paso a más preguntas. Muchas gracias.
Gracias. Tenemos otra pregunta aquí en el auditorio. We have another question here.
Hello, my name is José Luis Rodríguez from National University of Mexico. I'm coordinator of a video conferencing group in CUDI. Well, we see that the technology is now better for telemedicine and for video conferencing sessions. But I would like to ask to the doctors that what do you need or what would you like to be to make more efficient your sessions, in perhaps in the software, perhaps in the interfaces? What would you like or what do you need in order to achieve better connections?
Thank you very much for your question. I think it's a very important question. And I believe that probably we, the physicians, would like to have an easy to use tool. And also, we need a very high quality images and high quality sound, because every time we have this kind of teleconferences, we really appreciate when we have a good sound and high definition images. So first of all, I think that if you have these tools very, very accessible for foolproof, I think that we the physicians can really appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, Luis, for your persistent and very wonderful support always. And from my point of view, the most often encountered technical problem is probably echo of the sound. Even though we keep saying, please turn off your microphone when you do not speak, but quite often someone forgets. And something like that. So we often encounter echo. So that's the the you know most frequent problem for us. And the second thing is that image transmission is not always perfect, you know, partly because all the stations, all the hospitals are not connected to education network, research and education network. As you know, the you know today's participants are all university affiliated hospitals, so all of them, except one in Osaka, has a research and education network. But because the network is not always stable, we'd like to have better technology to make it, you know, stable and something like that. And the third thing may be, as already presented by Kudo, Ms. Kudo, but we do need the engineering support in hospital. You know, engineering people here may work for the department of the engineering department, the faculty of engineer or something like that. But we do need a good engineer in the hospitals or you know faculty of medicine, etc. But medical people, I mean the medical institution or hospitals, are often lack of these technical support. So that may be the third problem we have in Canada.
Any other comments from the stations? Okay. The final remarks from the, for everybody. Do the, please, from any station, I will ask to share with us the final remarks, please. Nutrición.
We are very satisfied for this meeting. The clinical case was very, very interesting for us. And we would like to, we hope to see you soon and to have another meeting like this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Instituto Nacional de la Nutrición. Please, Incan, could you share with us the final remark?
Hi, we enjoyed too much the knowledge from this session. I think it was a much interest session for us, like endoscopists. I think we can do that between our hospitals, in Mexico, for example, Guadalajara, Nutrición and Incan, and we can share more knowledge. And I think we will enjoy to have another session like this. And that's all, thank you.
Thank you very much, Incan. Colombia, please.
Oh, thank you for the wonderful presentations. We agree with Dr. Shimizu. We really need to have more engineers interested to work with us as doctors. And now we have three of them here, Stephanie, Duvan, who are interested to work with us. That's a very good start. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Colombia. Costa Rica, please.
Well, we are glad to take us in count to this, take this opportunity to share with you, all of you. And it's a kind of demonstration that we can do good things using technology, very good things. And we learn every day about how can we use technology to improve health in this case, or improve any other areas of the human life, then we appreciate you taking this in account, and yeah, we're glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Chile, please.
Thank you very much for inviting us
to this session. It was a very good session, very interesting topics, and technologically speaking, always, as Costa Rica said, we're always learning from this session. So thank you very much, and we look forward to the next session to be part with you again. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Guedo.
Hi. Thank you very much for inviting me. And unfortunately, this time our site a little bit image and sound was a little bit delayed, probably because of a local network or some computer problem. So I saw that actually faster and good quality image sound is very important to make this kind of network system as efficient. So, but yeah, technology improving year by year and day by day. So we hope to have more efficient communication in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Professor. And Kuriko, could...
Thank you very much for organizing this wonderful session. And I'd like to say thank you for all engineers for achieving this special and meaningful connection. Thank you very much.
I will ask as a final remarks the our host, one of our hosts, Hospital Civil de Guadalajara, please.
Thank you very much for sharing with us your knowledge, and we agree with you about the we will work a stretch with the engineering technology. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for all. I just in public to Salma that is not here with us, that have been working so hard, that it was a reality in CUDI. So just a greeting for Salma, and thank you very much for all, Dr. Shimizu, Dr. Tanimoto, Licenciado Carlos Casasus. I expect in the next future we will work together, everybody. Thank you very much.